On April 2, Uruguay's Ministry of Economy and Finance, MEF, presented its 2025-2030 Economic Policy Framework to Parliament's Finance Commission, outlining strategic priorities to stabilize public finances and attract investment. Economy Minister Gabriel Adón, alongside Deputy Minister Martín Valcorba and Planning Director Rodrigo Arim, led the presentation, offering a data-driven analysis of Uruguay's fiscal position and medium-term policy roadmap. KECAP 1 Fiscal Reality: Hidden pressures behind the numbers. The MEF disclosed that Uruguay's 2024 fiscal deficit was effectively understated due to temporary measures, including deferred expenditures and the early collection of taxes from state-owned enterprises. Had these adjustments not occurred, the consolidated fiscal deficit, GCBPS, would have been 0.5% of GDP higher, the ministry confirmed. For 2025, non-structural, non-endogenous expenses are projected to reach US$970 million. This includes US$360 million in deferred 2024 obligations, US$610 million in committed expenditures as of February 28, 2025. KECAP 2 Strategic Vision, Investment, Stability and Competitiveness. Minister Adón emphasized that the government's top priority is boosting investment to drive economic growth. This aligns with President Yamandú Orsi's economic agenda. Macroeconomic stability and improved competitiveness will be the dual pillars of our investment strategy, Adón said. Planned initiatives include infrastructure investment in water and sanitation, urban mobility improvements in the Montevideo metropolitan area, KECAP 3 public spending, targeted social and security goals. The MEF has committed to prioritizing strengthening Uruguay's social protection framework, with a child-focused approach, improving public safety and social cohesion. KECAP 4 Institutional Reform: A stronger fiscal framework informed by expert recommendations and recent challenges. Uruguay aims to enhance its fiscal rule and bolster external fiscal advisory councils. This move signals a longer-term commitment to fiscal responsibility and transparency, positioning the country as a more stable destination for international capital. What's next? As Uruguay prepares its full quinquennial budget, the government is expected to fine-tune its fiscal rule, provide clarity on tax revenue forecasts, and refine its investment incentives, key information for multinational corporations, rating agencies, and foreign investors eyeing Latin America. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.